Now, what happens when it's time to give your leased car back? You might end up having to have a repair bill at the end of it. To enlighten us a little bit more, here's Michael from Endov. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Charlie. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. We've just been chatting off air about what you do, and I think we need to talk on air about what you do, because that's the whole point of you being in here. So I kind of know pretty much everything there is to know about you and your business now.
Yeah.
So, first of all, pretty much everybody down my road has got a fancy car on the drive. And it's not because they've got, you know, 15, 16, maybe 20 grand to chuck at a car. It's because they've got it on a personal contract plan or some kind of hire purchase agreement. But the problem is, when it comes to giving it back, there's wear and tear on the car, and there may be a bill.
Yeah, the dynamics have changed quite drastically in the last 3 or 4 years within the leasing industry, and you know, finances have changed, and people find that it's definitely a benefit to lease a vehicle opposed to tying their finances up and getting higher agreements or purchasing or using their own cash. So they've gone leasing, and there's some amazing deals out there that people are, you know, taking up and using what they haven't experienced, or people who do experience the returning of a lease car, vehicle, van, truck. They're really in a, it really is a grey area, and it's unregulated, and it's something that needs to be changed, and we need to shake it up quite drastically, which is what Endov have been doing. It's not new to us, this industry, what we're doing. It's now coming to a stage where we're highlighting the way forward in returning your lease vehicle, basically, Charlie. So
when it comes to returning the car and having it inspected by the hire company, why should they go to you first?
Okay, well, the process at the moment is, if you're returning your lease vehicle, at this moment in time, they'll contact you to say, have you looked for a new vehicle to replace the old? And what to put in prep to send your vehicle back. What we do is we contact you 4 to 6 weeks as well, prior to your vehicle being collected, to book an appointment for us to come round and highlight the key facts. There's 30 top chargeable items that we advertise this quite wholly, where we feel that it's not a secret what we do. We just piece it together because we're the experts in what we do, and we're your defence. So when we return this vehicle, you will have a full interactive report from us on email, collaborating over 30 pictures on each return, so that if they come back with charges where, you know, this is a chargeable item, this is a chargeable item, we're going to highlight all them first. We do a zero tolerance on our reports. So any damage whatsoever, if it's chargeable or unchargeable, what we do is we do a red and a green system. So highlights the facts where, there's no damage whatsoever, we'll still have a picture and we'll still highlight there was damage. It could be a scuff on an alloy wheel, less than 25 mil, but we are the experts. So we will compile that report. You do it, you've got it on your email so you can keep it to hand, and then you return the vehicle. What this does is saves you repairing unnecessary damage, which is what 70% of people return the lease vehicles do. They go around, they repair every bit of damage to the vehicle, only to know that they didn't need to repair it, because under the BVRLA's fair and wear and tear guide, you don't need to repair every damage. So, sure. Yeah, that's how it works from there.
And what about if I know I've got damage on the car? Why pay you to say, well, yeah, there's damage there? And I say, well, I know about that.
Yeah, okay, so what will happen is you will know about the damage, or not. It's not just damage. It could be the simplest things, a lock and wheel nut key. Now, it doesn't look like an expensive sort of item, but to remove a set of alloy wheels, the lock and wheel nuts on alloy wheels, about £55 to £65 per rim. So you could have a £250 bill because you've lost the lock and wheel nut key. Well, having 6 weeks prior notice of that, you go back to the main dealer, you order one for £35, solve the problem.
Right.
Cracking a window screen, you've got insurance on your window screen will be covered under insurance. So highlighted that again, it's a crack, there's no tolerance whatsoever when returning your lease vehicle with window screens. It gives you the opportunity to call Auto Glass, get your window screen changed for the sake of £50, rather than sending it back and getting caught with an active screen with £750. So these are all the key points. It's not just damage. It's just a missing service history book, incomplete service history book.
Spare keys,
yeah. Odd tyres. You know, there's a multiple amount of things that do change.
But the hire companies, they're not kind of out to get us as a consumer, because you know, you drive a car for 10,000 miles, you know, the clutch is going to wear a bit, the brake pads are going to wear a bit, and, you know, there might be a cheeky scuff here and there where you've had a slight to-do with the bollard in Sainsbury's, shall we say.
Yeah, well, the industry has changed quite drastically, and because this is still unregulated, the finance recharge teams are very, very profitable. They will consist of probably two guys in an office working with some of the major finance houses, which they will be very, very profitable, because the whole drive of this is to return a vehicle in a pristine condition to maximise the resale value. Now, if you're going to pay for that damage, so that vehicle goes through an auction house that's clean, they will be benefiting on the back end of what they resell the vehicle for. So if you've done all their work for them, they're going to achieve more money at the auction, which is what their drive is all about. It's a very, very complex industry. We're all very, very unaware of how it works, and what we do is highlight all them key facts. If you get a chance, go onto our website, endof.co, and there's a very, very informative video there. That's a cartoon video that shows exactly, covers every basis of what we do. We are mobile. We come out to you on site, come out to your home address. You can come to us, and we have got facilities across Essex where you can actually come into us. We've shaken this really up in this industry of returning these vehicles. So.
And it's worth pointing out that when it is time to give the car back, the person who picks the car up gives it a once-over, but that's not the final inspection, is it?
Oh, no, what happens now, the guy will come round, he'll look at the vehicle, he'll take some pictures, he'll go through his report, and he'll highlight all them facts or anything which is chargeable. And 4 to 6 weeks later, you'll end up with a bill. You cannot contest it because you have no vehicle. Bearing in mind, nobody actually sees this metal. Any of the recharge teams don't actually see the vehicle itself. The only person that does is a collection agent. He then drives that vehicle away. Where if you'd gone, I could have repaired this.
Your word against theirs.
Yeah, and you have no report. They've done their bit because they have a report, where our report is much more superior. I'll end up with, you know, more pictures.
So if it comes to the crunch and it does get legal, shall we say, and the owner can present your documentation to say, well, this was fine, but this wasn't.
Our reports are so in-depth now that the finance houses look at our reports and go, oh my goodness, that's had an end of report. We don't want to get involved in that. 9 times out of 10, they will walk away.
And you mentioned you take pictures as well.
Yeah, we do a full walk-around video. There'll be over 30 pictures. We take actually on our reports 50 pictures. We'll submit 30 when we're sending our report. So, yeah, it's very, very informative. And it will, you know, we have... different letters already pre-worded letters that we actually send to you if you are getting the finance companies coming on to you. They'd say to you, you know, you've got a certain issue with a particular vehicle or a recharge, we can send you these emails. Our system is fully interactive, so it's a stage system. You book it all online, you don't have to talk to anybody, and we'll do the rest basically. So.
And is it a flat fee you charge per car, or does it vary on the size?
Yeah, we're £99. We come to you on site, you book it online, as long as you follow our online system. It is a £99 flat fee. You can book it, you can request your date. What we ask you to do is load your dates onto our system, go online, book your appraisal, put your dates in there, and then once you've got that system done, you can either do it at the beginning of your lease, or you can do it 4 to 6 weeks before. If you've got a vehicle going back tomorrow or next week, give us a call. You never know, we might be able to help you or fit you one first. But it definitely gets you away from this unknown.
Can this be done during a lunchtime in the work car park, for example?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. We don't even need you to assist. We can actually be there as long as you've got somewhere that we can get our Wi-Fi, or we've got our own, we can get 3G. Our guys and girls come out on site with you, and it's better if it's clean, if it's the days where it's not raining, or if there's somewhere that we can get undercover. Yeah, this can be compiled on site for you without no problems at all.
And what's the website address again?
Our website is www.endof.co, Night Silver 1, or 0800 470 1123.
Michael from Endof, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for your time, Charlie. I appreciate it.